You're listening to Chloe Rose on Siren Radio in another epic Sound and Chloe's Vision.
Keep the faith, keep it real. Trust yourself and let it be. Only heaven knows. Find the lock that fits the key. Unlock the truth to set you free. Only heaven knows. Above the clouds, tell me.
Welcome back to your show. How are you?
Hello. I'm very, very well indeed. I am so glad to be back on the show. And we have the wonderful Kathy joining us. Obviously, the amazing Alex here, as always. And a very special guest coming.
Indeed. In addition to Kathy, we have two special guests. Well, actually, yes, Kathy and, of course, our other ASOL, who will be focusing on for the majority of Sound and Chloe's Visions today, which will be, of course, the music of Victoria Simmons. Hello, Victoria.
Hello, Alex. Hello, Kathy. Hello, Chloe.
Hello.
There we are.
Hello.
We're all connected together. And before we ask Chloe to start the interview reins, and we'll do a random choice, basically, in terms of the first choice of music you're going to select, Chloe, from a list we're going to provide for you in terms of Victoria's output. I mean, the only deal we had to sort through in this was that we do have one wrap-up, which is still a long way to go. That's our sort of current signal, so that will be coming through. Victoria, where exactly are you in the world?
I am in Bressuire, which is in France.
There we are, you see. So our French connection continues, but without the drugs. So on to Chloe. Any questions you'd like to put to Victoria before I actually get through you a number of song titles out and you decide which one we're going to launch with first?
Absolutely. I would love to start by asking if you have any new songs that are, you know, in the pipeline. I'd be very excited because I love your work as it is. So any more news on...
Chloe, can I actually tell you about the new stuff?
Oh, is it a mystery?
No, I can say that there is stuff in the pipeline, yes. And we're still working on the demos and getting all the mixes up together. But it hopefully will be out in the summer.
Fingers
crossed.
With the sun shining as well, what a better time. There's no better time than that, really, in the year, is there? Fantastic. I can't wait to hear it.
Chloe, Let's Do Happy, Last Dance in the Rain, Touch the Stars, Sports Car, or Winners? That's the initial set that we're putting for consideration, etc. Which one would you like to go for?
Well, Let's Do Happy. We've got to start the show off. Happiness is the key. Let's do it.
Do you know, I had a feeling, Victoria, if I was laying odds, that would probably have been the one Chloe would have actually gone for. And so it is, Victoria Simmons, Let's Do Happy.
Don't see why I laugh at things.
It has to be said, Victoria, that if the studio webcam was actually fully functioning, you would have seen Kathy and Chloe going crazy on that one. In fact, Chloe, you had an ideal sort of vision of Victoria performing that in a stadium, I believe.
I did. A stadium, and then where the clapping bits are, and I needed to work on my timing with the movements, right? But I could imagine everybody, a massive crowd of people in a massive stadium joining in. And can I just say, Victoria, that was amazing. And also, I was already happy, but I'm even happier now. I loved it.
Brilliant.
There you have it, Victoria. You know, clearly a solid start to begin from that point.
10 out of 10.
Already?
Yes, wow. Already.
This is impressive. Chloe, would you like to quiz Victoria in terms of how she got into producing such marvellous music in the first place?
Yeah, absolutely. Where did your love for passion for songwriting, for music, where did it actually begin? When did it start?
Well, I think music is just there. 100% all the time, but I think when you have problems in your life and struggles, then I ended up writing about it, and also the good things, not just the bad things.
Yeah.
And it ended up being something that went along with my passion of music, and it sort of grew from there, I suppose.
I love that, because I think music is so much more authentic when you feel it yourself. And I tend to write music similar to you in that way, that if something's bothering me or I've got struggles or I need to express myself, that's how I do it. I just sit down, write down a piece of lyrics, and it comes from there. Could I ask another question?
Go on.
What inspired the lyrics for this song?
So Let's Do Happy, it... actually came about, I think we were the third song that we were recording for the album. Mm-hmm. And we realised that all the songs had sort of a mellow theme to them. So we said, we need to make a song that makes us happy. So I went away and said, yeah, let's do a happy song. And it just sort of came from there. And I went home and just wrote it.
What amazing song you wrote there.
Came back the next day and said, here you go, I wrote one.
We love it. That's very clear to see. We love that song.
Kathy, I think you said you had interesting cross-pollination vibes for the performance there.
Well, it was like your sound, obviously it's unique and it's your sound. So I want to make that very clear. But I also feel we've talked before about the country influences, a little bit acoustic influences. And I was thinking Shania Twain, Reba, kind of, oh, man, I can imagine those kind of like working together really well and just being, you know, that's where I was seeing as a background. And I don't know artists have influenced you.
Yeah, well, when I was writing, I mean, it was 2016 when most of these were written. And at that time, a lot of my work was in country music. So I'm really not surprised that it all came together into the songs.
And you also mentioned, because we got to talk a little bit before, and it sounds like you come from a musical family. And I was curious if you'd like to talk more a little bit about, you know, the music that you've gotten a chance to do with your dad.
Oh, yes. Well, my dad does, I'm going to go with mainly 70s rock and roll and Neil Diamond, Eric Clapton, that sort of thing. And ever since I was 16, I started singing with him. Maybe one song, two, then coming on in between sets or something. And it's gradually grown until we do a complete set all together. So that's really fun to do. And I got to do one last night with him. So I'm really happy about that.
Chloe, you've gone for Falling for the next little number. Would you like to quiz Victoria on why she's gone for Falling, or is it just an ode to gravity?
Absolutely. I was very, very intrigued. I was thinking, is it falling as in falling in love? Is it falling as in everything is falling downhill, going
downhill? The
sky downhill?
Is falling.
Absolutely, one of my
numbers.
Songs. So yeah. I was so drawn to that title. I thought, oh, this sounds very good. Tell us more. Is it a good vibe? Is it a sad vibe? You know, what kind of emotion is coming across from this song for you?
No, it's a very good vibe. It's
yes.
I guess it's more teenage love, where you're very naive potentially. And it's a very sweet kind of first love. And I think there's a line that says, "And the chocolate on my nose." And actually, these are real life events that happened. So you can imagine me sitting in a restaurant. It was actually near the Sacré-Cœur in Paris. And on my date, and the guy puts the chocolate mousse on my nose.
Oh, that's cute.
Or slightly disturbing, depending on your point of view.
Well, chocolate's lovely, so it's a win-win. Well, that was absolutely beautiful. I just loved that song, Victoria. I just wanted to start by sort of finding out what your songwriting process is. Do you start writing the lyrics first, or do you sort of play around with the chords or instruments, whether that's guitar, whether that's piano? Do you play an instrument? Sorry, I feel like I'm getting so far ahead. Any answers, go for it.
Okay, so I wouldn't say that I play instruments enough to play on stage.
Yeah.
I'd love to, but I play instruments enough to be able to write the songs, get the chord progressions, maybe a few riffs in there. But I usually come up with a sentence, or maybe if I'm really, really in the mood, then I will put something down that's actually quite long. And then it may be the next day that I keep repeating something in my head.
Yeah.
And it's almost like it comes to you gradually, or you've got the beat of a song that you already know, and you sort of start clicking to it and go, oh, well, that would fit like that. And it sort of just flows, I guess.
It did. It was just so beautiful, honestly. I found it very... What's the word? Like, oh, gosh, I sound really corny. Like, healing to... Like, as a listener, it just felt very peaceful and, like, floaty at the same time. And it just made me feel really good inside, but, like, in a sweet way, if you know what I mean. It was just lovely.
Perhaps.
Yes, like chocolate. And we heard the line, and I was like, that's the line. Kathy.
Oh, I mean, you had a moment where you reached a point where it was almost heartbreaking. and, you know, Chloe and I were like, oh, no, let go. And it's kind of like you said before, it's very much, it is that kind of teenage love where it's all or nothing. It's high stakes. There's no, like, everything seems like a big deal. And then, you know, it's, you kind of learn from it and you move forward. And it's never going to be as intense, I guess.
No, I see that, definitely.
You've gone for Touch the Stars next, Chloe, and your selection of which tunes from Victoria Simmons should we feature on Sound and Chloe's Vision?
Oh, it's got to be Touch the Stars. Absolutely.
Any queries you'd like to raise with Victoria before we go to this particular number?
Oh. What is... Could I ask afterwards? I'll ask afterwards.
Yeah, OK.
I'll wait. I'll give it a time.
Why not?
A moment.
Looking out for a big name, fame and luxury swearing aside, and she ain't gonna leave alone tonight. And she says, I don't wanna touch the stars. Said I just wanna stand in that light. I don't wanna touch the stars. Just wanna get with somebody who'll mind. You gotta know your name. Built like Adonis, he was carved out of stone, but there ain't nothing behind it, just the muscle and bone. He comes for me to find lady, like the one in the diamonds and fur. I make himself indispensable to her, and he says, I don't wanna touch the stars. Keep you ahead.
spells Chloe. SACV means Sound and Chloe's Vision each month on Siren Radio, where music, theatre and magic are made.
That was awesome. Touch the Stars by the very, very talented Victoria Simmons. So I just wanted to start by asking, who is this Adonis that you was talking about in the song? I was, you know, I wanted to know more about this.
Well, I suppose you can say it's any Hollywood star male. When we were talking about it, it was sort of Brad Pitt or someone like that.
Oh, absolutely. We definitely have plenty of those where we think, oh, that would be a dream person that I absolutely love in the celebrity world. I would love to ask, sort of, what are your main artist influences? Those artists out there, it could be at the moment, it could be in the past, that have influenced you as an artist. Who would you say they are?
I would say different people over different generations.
Okay.
Because I've got a lot of things that my grandparents introduced me to, that my parents introduced me to, and then things that I've picked up on my own. So you've got the Shania Twain, the Alanis Morissette, well, the Spice Girls.
Oh, the Spice Girls, absolutely.
I think you can hear them maybe in Let's Do Happy.
Yeah.
Then you've got Fleetwood Mac and loads of different people.
Yeah, I could definitely hear Shania Twain, because that was something that Kathy was saying about, and I was like, yeah, I can really hear that. And the country style vibes running through the songs as well are just beautiful. So I'm definitely a fan indeed. Definitely a fan indeed. Kathy?
Well, you know, you brought up the Spice Girls, so just for fun, I want to know everyone's favourite Spice Girl. So what is your favourite Spice Girl, Victoria Simmons?
Ginger,
an excellent
because
choice.
I've had bright blonde hair. I did want to be Baby Spice, and I always ended up being Baby Spice, but I always found Ginger to be more sort of go-getter type.
Yeah. Chloe, what about you?
Oh, Baby Spice for me. She was just so cute. She was always my favourite, the blondie one.
Fair. Alex, your favourite Spice Girl?
Oh, that's a tough one, isn't it, really?
I mean, I know it's hard to choose.
I mean, clearly Jerry Halliwell's immortal quote, "It's important to learn to laugh at yourself. Don't take life too seriously." is probably actually going to put her in lead.
Okay, all right.
What about a sports car? Should we go in a sports car?
I think we should.
It's time for a sports car. Victoria Simmons on Sound and Chloe's Vision.
There's just something I'd like you to know. Below.
Rose on Siren Radio in another epic Sound and Chloe's Vision.
Beautiful, beautiful sounds of Victoria Simmons. That is The Last Dance in the Rain. Absolutely gorgeous. That moment at the end really got to me. I just found it quite emotional near the end of the song. Victoria, I would just love to know sort of what is the background behind that song for you?
Well, this one is about Alzheimer's, dementia, any problem that people have, any disability that affects your memory.
Mm.
And it's basically a story. Somebody that's a carer or a family member watching their loved one going through a process of the final, more of a final moment of this disease or...
Yeah, it's so lovely that it's... That's the message behind it, and it's in a way by writing this you're raising awareness of that illness as well of Alzheimer's. I feel like I could imagine it on, you know, like a charity single. you could really do something with that. You honestly could. I think that would be amazing to have that, to push that out, to raise awareness and make a difference. Because for me, I thought that made me think more about what it was like, because I was having a conversation with Alex about sort of the song in general, and I wanted to know more about, you know, what it was like for you personally. I would love to know, sort of, do you prefer doing a studio version? Do you prefer working in the studio, or do you like performing live? What is your favourite?
I think there are amazing things for both. As a studio, you can just, you work on so many different things, and it's so liberating.
Yeah.
To try all sorts of different things. Should I sing it in this way or that way? And you can have as many goes as you like and get it wrong so many times. But the thrill of actually seeing people's reactions to your songs, I don't think you can beat that.
Yeah, there's something about it, isn't there? Getting everybody else involved and then their energy and your energy all together. It's just an amazing feeling. I'd love to know sort of what's your favourite song? If you was to pick a favourite song, is it of your own? I would love to know what out of the songs you've created, what would be your favourite, do you think?
You do like to ask the tough questions, don't you, Chloe?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, they're all amazing. It's hard, isn't it? When it's your song and it's personal to you, it's kind of which one do you pick? Could you pick one and why?
I used to like Touch the Stars the best.
Yeah.
Because it was just the best one to sing. I've got all this dance routine that I enjoy doing. But at the moment, I have to say, Still a Long Way to Go is one of my favourites that we've done. I think it shows the progression over time.
Yeah.
Throughout the career.
Lovely. Alex?
What favourite Victoria Simmons song? It's tough. It's Still a Long Way to Go, which we'll hear after the next little track that we'll be focusing on for the next two tracks. But is a very positive one. But I still have a hankering for Let's Do Happy. I still think that works. And
that's my favourite too. Definitely.
But, you know, it's like, you know, you ask the artists to actually continue to actually do the old classic favourites, or do they do new stuff? This is the challenge that's actually there. I gather that I've been informed there might be possible cover versions that Victoria will be doing as well of various other things, and I'm thinking maybe we could get her to do a cover version of Golden Dreams or Butterflies or Sky is Falling.
That would make my day. I'd love to do a cover version of Let's Do Happy. I just love that song.
Or a duet, perhaps. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Well, I do have some songs that you could do a duet with me, Chloe.
Do you really? Okay, let's do
this.
Even
I'm Still a Long Way to Go. I think because it's you and me, I think I've come up with a sort of, you can sing one part, I'll sing the other, we come in on the chorus and we're helping each other together.
I'm actually really excited about
this. Let's pull back Teddy for the moment then and go into what potentially could soon be a new reworked version of Victoria and Chloe with Still a Long Way to Go. This is just Victoria Simmons and Co, of course, technically, Still a Long Way to Go.
As winds prevail and see how far I shall.
we shared, now barely a dream. Unable to restrain our tears from what was once considered.
Absolutely amazing song. I would love to sing on that one with you. I would love to do a duet with that song. It felt quite emotional to me listening to the lyrics. And I do like me sad songs, so that's made it. That's a winner for me. I was loving Let's Do Happy, but I'm thinking, oh, a long way to go. Maybe that's going to push it to the... What do you call it, Alex, when you're in the Formula One and you're at the top and you get first? What do you call it?
Pole position.
Pole position. I think that's taking pole position there, Victoria. gosh, I do sound crazy today. I'm just loving it. Would that be okay? I would love to do a duet, possibly. Yeah?
Yeah, of course.
I'm just getting so excited. I'm getting carried away. Oh, could you tell us now, where can we go to find your music? You know, social media, how can we get involved in sharing your music and being part of it all?
Yeah, on Facebook, you can go to Victoria Simmons Music.
Yep.
And on Instagram, you go on official_Victoria_music.
Fantastic. And we'll find all your songs on there and many, many more things. So have
yes,
you
if
got...
If you want everything, go on the website at victoriasimmons.co.uk.
That's it.
That has everything.
Oh.
My whole life's work.
I love it. Head over to victoriasimmons.co.uk. She's on Instagram, she's on Facebook, and plenty more. And music is amazing. It's on Spotify, so please do listen to that. So, I would like to ask, have you got any events that are coming up at the moment that you would like to let everybody know about?
Well, on the 21st of June, right, we're in June, we in France celebrate the midsummer with a music festival. So I will be doing the music festival.
Oh, wow. Well, if you are heading to France at any point during that time, please head over. Please listen to Victoria. She's amazing.
I will try and do some videos for everybody that can't be there.
Oh, yes.
And whereabouts in France? Because it's a big country, let's face it,
yeah,
Victoria.
We need to know.
Where, I mean, do they head off to Paris? Do they head off to Côte d'Azur? Do they head off to Toulouse, Lourdes? Where are they going?
Western coast. And about halfway down.
Okay, so Western Coast, halfway down. Well, that's narrowed it a little bit. Do we have an actual place and location?
It's called Bressuire.
Oh.
There you are.
There you go.
Bressuire. If you're looking on the internet.
Always important. Always important.
Absolutely. Yeah. We don't want the wrong address or anything.
You know the way I work, Victoria. You've sat in on the Madrid Drive Live frequently, so you understand these technological things. Turnabout is fair play. We're going to read out a number of song titles from Chloe Rose. Victoria, it's up to you to decide which one you're going to go for in this particular instance. Obviously, we started off with Butterfly, so we'll ease away from that. But we've got Hearts on the Line, Sky is Falling, Hopes and Dreams, True Love, Golden Dreams, or indeed Lungs. Which one are you going to go for?
Oh, Hopes and Dreams.
Yay.
Hopes and... And is this something, Victoria...
I do have my favourites of Chloe.
Aww, this makes my day.
Is this one that you'd also consider doing a duet with from that point of view, in terms of the side of things, Victoria? Do you think...
We can do a compilation album of several of our songs as duets, Chloe.
Oh, yes, it can all be reworked. That would be lovely. Yes, please.
Volume 9 of Sound and Chloe's Vision, still keeping those hopes and dreams alive.
Whether I win or whether I lose.
So we are coming to the end of the show. You have been watching Chloe's Sound and Vision. We've had a fantastic guest join us today on the show, which is the beautifully talented Victoria Simmons, joined by the fantastic Kathy, and obviously the amazing Alex, which we always love on the show as well.
I just press the occasional button, that's all. Really.
Oh, you do make me chuckle. Hope for the best. That's it. We don't want it to be curtains.
Story of my life.
Oh, no. So, Victoria, will you be joining us again?
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
When I have lots of new music and new dates in England, I would definitely come and tell you all about it.
Oh, that would be lovely. And also, I would love to do a collaboration with you on that A Long Time Ago song, because that was just gorgeous. So, yes, just let me know.
I will be in touch.
That has been Volume 9 of Sound and Chloe's Vision. And tragically, no time for Teddy, but I gather we've already identified your favourite Victoria Simmons number. It's not Teddy, we'll have to wait for that for another time, obviously. Chloe, would you like to finally go out of Sound and Chloe's Vision with an announcement for the Victoria Simmons number we've already heard once today, but is your official winner of the choice?
Well, I was between the beautiful one near the end that I thought, oh, I'd love to collaborate with you on. But then I just thought, let's do Happy. For me, that's just the epitome of the perfect song. If you want to go out and you're in the summer and you want to be happy, listen to that song because it's amazing. That's the one for me. 10 out of 10.